This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. Russian troops and security forces quashed an alleged cross-border raid from Ukraine in what appeared to be one of the most serious cross-border attacks since the war began. Russia's defense ministry claimed to have killed more than 70 attackers in a battle that lasted around 24 hours. Moscow blamed the raid that began Monday on Ukrainian military saboteurs. Kyiv portrayed it as an uprising against the Kremlin by Russian partisans. A survey by the University of Chicago's Harris School of Public Policy and NORC shows U.S. popular support for Washington's backing of Ukraine has faded a little but remains widespread. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The poll suggests half of the people in the U.S. support the Pentagon's ongoing supply of weapons to Ukraine for its defense against Russian forces. That level's nearly unchanged in the past year, while about a quarter are opposed to sustaining the military lifeline that's now topped $37 billion. Big majorities among both Democrats and Republicans believe Russia's attack on Ukraine was unjustified, according to the poll taken last month. When it comes to specific kinds of U.S. backing for Ukraine, popular support for U.S. sanctions against Russia has experienced the most significant drop, falling 13% this spring, although still a majority. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A Russian court has extended the arrest of Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gerskovich by 3 months. The decision came in a closed-door hearing, emblematic of the secrecy that has marked the case against the first U.S. correspondent since the Cold War to be detained in Russia on spying charges. At a news conference, State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller says the U.S. again calls on Russia to release a wrongfully detained Wall Street Journal reporter. Gerskovich, an American citizen, was ordered held until August 30th. He was arrested in March on espionage charges on a reporting trip in Russia. This is VOA News. In Guam, they're being buffeted by rains and winds from Typhoon Mawar, the strongest storm to approach the U.S. Pacific Territory in decades. Residents have stockpiled supplies, battened down windows, and abandoned wood and tin homes for emergency shelters. In a briefing, National Weather Service Guam Chief Meteorologist Landon Adlett says Mawar is heading straight for the center of Guam.
We have seen a slight northward shift in its track. This morning's forecast plot did indicate a passage over Mauritio was likely. That track has shifted northward, so we're looking at a passage more so for central Guam.
The U.S. military has sent away ships. President Joe Biden approved an emergency declaration, and anyone not living in a concrete house is being urged to seek safety elsewhere. Guam's governor says the emergency declaration is especially crucial given the distance from the continental United States. Former U.S. President Donald Trump will face a criminal trial on March 25, 2024, over charges he falsified business records to conceal money paid to silence adult star Stormy Daniels, this according to a judge Tuesday. Reuters' Tamara Lindstrom reports.
Trump is charged with falsifying business records to conceal money paid to silence porn star Stormy Daniels ahead of his 2016 presidential election. Trump has pleaded not guilty to 34 criminal counts in the case. At least four screens in the courtroom showed Trump wearing a striped red tie and blue suit, sitting next to his lawyer in front of a background of U.S. flags. Trump's attorney told Justice Juan Merchan that Trump understood he could not disclose certain evidence, including witness statements, to third parties such as news outlets or on social media. Prosecutors have said the order was needed because of Trump's history of attacks on social media and the risk that witnesses might be harassed.
That was Reuters correspondent Tamara Lindstrom. U.S. Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts says there is more the Supreme Court can do to adhere to the highest standards of ethical conduct. It's an acknowledgement that recent reporting about the justice's ethical missteps is having an effect on public perception of the court. U.S. President Joe Biden has chosen a new leader for the National Security Agency and U.S. Cyber Command, a joint position that oversees much of America's cyber warfare and defense. Air Force Lieutenant General Timothy Huff, the current deputy commander of Cyber Command, would replace Army General Paul Nakasone, who has led both organizations since May 2018. Diane Roberts, VOA News.